Welcome to Top 7 Business Coaching Strategies with David Steele and Coach Gary Henson from BusinessCoach.com. I'm David Steele, founder of Relationship Coaching Institute, and I've invited my friend Coach Gary to join us today to share with us about how to coach businesses. I'm a relationship coach. I don't know a lot about coaching businesses other than, you know, being a business owner and being a consultant. I certainly help a lot of people with their businesses, but coaching is very different from, you know, consulting and advising. And, you know, one thing I appreciate about Coach Gary is that he truly is a coach. In fact, he brands himself that way because he likes to be called Coach Gary. And I'm sure it's tattooed on his forehead, too. Although, let me tell you a little bit about Coach Gary. You know, he has a formal introduction here, but I'm going to augment it a little bit because Coach Gary is really one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. He's very, very accomplished. He founded BusinessCoach.com 22 years ago. He's been coaching businesses for over 22 years. And BusinessCoach.com is the first distance learning training organization for business coaches. And I identify with that because I founded the first relationship coach training organization. And, you know, he really is a leader in the profession of business coaching. His typical client, he does work with clients, does at least $5 million in sales, has 50 to 500 employees, and has been in business for 5 years or longer. So if you are a new business or you have fewer employees or you have less sales, then he'll be happy to refer you to one of his colleagues. But one thing about Gary is that he travels all over the world now. He is doing business coaching training in places like Japan and China and Kuwait and Turkey. And every time we have him and Janine over for dinner, he's telling me about a new exotic place he's going off to. So I'm starting to get a little bit jealous. And so on today's call, Gary is going to give us some of his very best tips and techniques for coaching organizations so they get the dramatic results, and he's going to share how to get and retain business and corporate clients for a long and profitable relationship. So, Coach Gary, welcome.
Well, thank you for the great introduction, and you're one of my favorite people, or I should say you and your wife are one of my favorite couples and individual peoples as well. And I'm really grateful that you have me here today, David. I've got some great, great stuff to share with people.
Okay, so I got to ask, you know, really, because you're, you know, to me, you're the guy that dug the well when it comes to business coaching. How did you get started in the world of business coaching as opposed to, you know, the world of consulting and telling businesses what they should do with themselves?
Great question. Years ago, I actually owned a real estate development and brokerage company, and I was on the path to selling out to my partners and becoming a consultant, and I met a fellow by the name of Jim Selman. He's the co-founder, one of the authors of coaching the entire industry, and particular business coaching. And he said to me, he says, why would you want to be a consultant? You've gotten all this interest and passion and understanding of human development and how people operate in the workplace. Why wouldn't you want to be a business coach? And frankly, I'd never heard the term before. That was in 1989. I hadn't heard the term before, and I said, wow, business coach, sign me up. How do you do that? And the next thing I knew, he was sharing some of his proprietary material and some of his experience. At that time, he had been coaching individuals and corporations for over 15 years. And I, 20 minutes into the first cassette that I was listening to, I became a business coach. Threw my business cards away that said consultant on them and called my printer and said, I'm now going to be a business coach.
All right. You know, I so identify with that. When I stumbled upon coaching as a therapist, I just absolutely fell in love with it, and I stopped doing therapy, you know, forever. So
yeah.
I totally identify with that.
That's great, yeah. So, David, I'd like to thank everybody for being on the call today. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about, as you know, is higher learning, people growing and expanding themselves. And the people that are on the call today are interested in growing, expanding themselves, and learning more. And the reason why you and I know that they are, because they're on the call. People aren't going to spend an hour or an hour and a half with you and I and not get something out of it. So I promise to really bring some great knowledge and some great understanding for people today about business coaching, and also dispel some of the myths. You see, in my world, David, there's a lot of myths about coaching and business coaching and life coaching, relationship coaching out there, and I would like to dispel some of the myths. And one of those myths is that I absolutely detest is people say, well, if I had an MBA, I would become a business coach, or a PhD, or if I even graduated from college with a business degree, I would become a business coach. And one of the things that I want people to really get right from the get-go today is business coaching has nothing to do with your business experience or your business degree or your deep-rooted education in business. It's not about that. Today, in today's world, the real power in helping people and making a difference with people is helping them in the domain of transformation, not information. You see, one of the things that people don't stop and think about and realize is that information is absolutely free. If we want to get information, all we have to do is go on the internet and start searching, and we can find information on almost anything that we want to find out. But transformation is different. People are not going to pay you $400, $500, $600 per hour as a business coach to get information they can get for free on the internet. But transformation, the power to change, the ability for one person to hold another person accountable, a sounding board, an objective outside opinion, that's very, very valuable to people. And all of us, David, you and me and our wives and our colleagues, the people that you and I know together, we all have some wisdom to bring to the table. But we don't have to be MBAs and PhDs to hold another person accountable. And I'm really excited to bring this information to people and dispel this myth about all the background and history of business knowledge that people have to have in order to be a powerful business coach.
Makes a tremendous amount of sense. You know, I love that. I think I need to, you know, emblazon that on a plaque. You know, transformation, not information. You know, it's certainly a concept that I've talked about a lot. And, you know, you can get all the information that you need from a book. But that's the whole reason why coaches are needed, is that translating that information into action, into achieving your goals, you know, requires support. And the best form of support that I found ever for that kind of thing is coaching. Mm-hmm. And all the other forms of support, whether it's therapy or consulting or counseling and all that, tends to not work as well because it's usually expert and advice-based. It's like, okay, well, here's my opinion, here's my advice, here's what you should do. And over the years, I've learned that absolutely, you know, does not empower your client, does not make them better able to achieve their goal. So, you know, thank you, Gary, for highlighting that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. You can give someone a book and they can get the information, but who's going to hold them accountable to read the book or to follow up once they understand the information? And that's where coaching is so, so powerful. You know, another myth is, David, that people in the coaching industry around the world, and as you mentioned earlier, I've been to China, Turkey, Japan, all around the world teaching business coaching and training coaches. And people have a tendency to think that this information era that we're in is enough, and that coaches just need to ask questions, you know. Here's some great questions to ask people, and so on and so forth. People get tired of being asked questions and being interrogated. And, again, the information is critical, but if we hold them accountable and have regular meetings with people, even high-level people in very high places in business, and make sure that they read the information, make sure that we're the sounding board to listen to them and their accountability partner to find out what the next book or the next move in their business is. Again, we're going to share with you ways to do that today and ways that people can do that so that you bring real strong value to the client. And again, this information is worth $400, $500, $600 per hour. That's what we train our coaches to charge, not at an hourly fee, but a monthly retainer fee. And we'll go over that with everyone as well.
Yeah, Gary, I got to ask you. I feel like I'm, you know, talking with the guru on the mount here. So, what do you do when the client wants you to just give them the answer? So, you know, just tell me what to do. You know, I've encountered that a lot, and it's really kind of the art and science of coaching is how to empower the client and get them to take responsibility, hold themselves accountable, and be supportable in the coaching relationship, because oftentimes they'll make agreements, they won't keep them, and they'll argue with you, you know, things like that. And you know, how do you change that mindset with the client of, you know, they're responsible for their outcomes rather than just asking to be spoon-fed advice?
That's a great question, David, and you actually, inside of your question, there's two or three different answers and two or three different questions in there. So first of all, let me say that today we're going to talk about a coaching methodology and having a methodology, a system, a process that you walk people through so they understand the relationship between the coach and the client. We'll talk all about that today. But the other thing is that if you have a methodology and if you're passionate about what you do, then you learn to convince the client, enroll them in the power of doing their homework assignments, in the power of change. You know, I think it wasn't Dr. Wayne Dyer that actually had the quote, but so often he uses the quote, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Someone like me, for example, when I grew up, I just despised learning, and I didn't like reading books, and I didn't understand the value of education. I understood the power in learning how to read and write and the basics, but there were areas, certain classes like English and certain types of history I didn't enjoy. But my teachers oftentimes would sit me down and say, now, you're here not necessarily to learn this information, but to learn how to learn. And what you want to do is not worry about what material you're learning and memorizing the history of certain parts of the Civil War or the, World War II. But what you want to do is just learn how to learn and learn how to go to the library and search out information and research, because it's going to be valuable to you when you get older. And I listened to those people because I could see that they cared about what the outcome was for me in my education, and they could see that I was frustrated. They didn't know it. I didn't know it at the time, but I have ADD, and I get real squirmy in the seat. But when they made it valuable to me, when they shared with me the value that I would get in learning certain material and at least passing these courses and moving on, it became different to me. And I want to speak to everyone when I say this, David. Many of the people could have gone to our sign-up area, and when they signed up, they were offered a free gift and an opportunity to get a sheet where they can fill in the notes for today's information. So the first fill-in, for those that are following along with us and want to fill in the blanks, there's seven different areas that they can fill in. And the first one is to be passionate. The fill-in is passionate. Be passionate about anything that you do or don't do it. You'll also be making a difference for others, so understand that part of being passionate about holding people accountable and maybe doing some of the things that you don't enjoy so much in coaching is you're really making a difference for other people when you change their mindset, like my teachers did when I was young and very resistant to going to school, and changed my way of looking at homework and following along in the class. They were passionate about getting the point across to me, not necessarily passionate about being right or looking good as the teacher, but passionate about teaching and passionate about helping the students. And those teachers that sat down with me and convinced me, David, that the homework assignment was critical to me. And giving answers to people sometimes is part of that, is part of that passion. If you respond to people, instead of having them figure it out for themselves and say, well, I'm going to give you the answer, but the answer is contained inside of this book, and here's a book that you should read, it's not only going to have the answers that you need, but it's going to have other things for you to do, then people will respond. They get your passion. They get your interest, right?
It reminds me of what I do with my kids.
Well, a little bit.
So I steer them in the direction of the answer, but I don't just give them the answer. So then they discover it themselves.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And sometimes the answers are obvious for the coach and not for the client. So sometimes we give them the answer. We don't make them labor over it. But it's, you know, with kids in relationships, in marital relationships, in families, in coaching relationships, all of these things, David, this is where coaching is so powerful for people. And you said it earlier. I just wanted to reemphasize. It's such a wonderful way for people to expand out of their comfort zone, to grow out of this is the way we've always done it here, or this is the way we like to do it. And certainly it's with your boys, it works the same way. You know, you guide them in the direction and you hope that they're willing to read the book or follow up with the research in the direction that you pointed them.
Yeah, I would like to highlight what you said about passion as it's being, you know, the first line item here in the handout. You know, passion is so contagious and it's so attractive, and you will attract your clients by being passionate about what you do. You will inspire and motivate them by being passionate about what you do. They will become passionate through your passion. So it's one of those things where, you know, the law of attraction is working here. And you want to work with a coach that inspires you and motivates you and has passion for what you're doing. And, you know, that's one of the best ways to get hired, is just to be excited about what the client's up to.
Absolutely.
So, very cool.
Absolutely. And I know you've just written a book on that, on the topic of practice building, and you've studied this, and you understand that when people know that you're willing to help them and they see the passion in your eyes, they want you to be their coach. And even some of those that are not coachable can see the value in saying, wow, this guy's, he's maybe more passionate about my business and helping me than I am. And that passion comes through, doesn't it?
Mm. Oh, and so, by the way, I'm going to send you a copy of the book that just came out, Building the Million Dollar Private Practice, and I want your endorsement.
As soon as I get my hands on it, I'm going to read it, and you and I need to talk about getting that in the hands of some of our students as well, because I want to help people build these valuable practices. And if I could, David, my goosebumps are starting to grow here. I want to go to the second fill in, because it kind of piggybacks on what we're talking about, and it's going to be a great segue to keep our conversation going. And that's the fill in number two. It says have a plan or a blank, and then it goes on. Okay, so it's have a plan or a coaching methodology. And I want to share with people what it looks like to have a coaching methodology, David, because you brought up this process of people seeing passion and then saying, wow, I want to hire this person because I think they can help me and they can make a difference for me. And they probably don't use words like transformation or make mega change in my business and in my attitude. But the methodology is critical, David, and I want to share with you why. When we sit down and do a demonstration for people and we walk them through the process and give them a little free coaching in the first meeting to give them a taste of what it looks like to have their business grow and prosper inside of a coaching relationship, one of the things that we tell them is this is not a quick fix. We're not a Band-Aid and gauze kind of a process where we come in for a month or two and impart our knowledge and show you how brilliant we are and then hand you off to your leave you to do all the work yourself. Our coaching methodology teaches people the following things, David. We sign a one-year agreement with our clients. So they know that shifting a culture from A, where they are now, to B could take up to one full year. But that also is going to produce several times return on their investment, ROI. They're going to get a 2, 3, 4 times return on their investment of the fees for the business coaching. We also
And is that your recommendation that, you know, a 1-year agreement? No less?
Absolutely. 1-year agreement, and we include that in this process, and I'm going to share that with you a little bit later, too, as to how people can get their hands on this material. In addition to that, you'll love this, David, I think. We have ground rules for the coaching relationship. So if you say, Coach Gary, next time you're in my area, I want to establish a coaching relationship, I'm going to have you sign a 1-year agreement. I'm going to have you agree to ground rules and also agree to homework assignments. And part of those ground rules are going to be you're going to read a certain group of books over time. And these books are transformational and inspirational to you to have you see blind spots in your business and in your personal life, ways that you can shift your business, change the way you look at things, and have your business actually grow and prosper as you see these things that you're reading about in your homework assignments and in the books that we have you read that are specially handpicked books. And I'm actually going to share some of those books with people today. People love it when I share some of these transformational books on these calls like this, these training programs, David, because it gives them an opportunity to take a look at what change looks like and what transformation looks like just by having people simply read a book. And then finally, the other thing is that part of our process is we have a client workbook that we work with our clients, David. It's called Strategies to Future-Proof Your Business. And what we do with that client workbook is when we meet with the client, we say, okay, so it's not a short, quick fix. This is a 1-year process, and here's the ground rules that you must agree to, and you must agree to do your homework assignments and follow through. And again, this passion is coming across when I'm explaining this to people. And oh, by the way, this is your client workbook, Strategies to Future-Proof Your Business, and this is going to be your best friend. Learning assignments, 1 full year of homework assignments. Of course, we don't quite say it this way. We couch it a little bit and put some sugar on top and make it sound a little bit sweeter. But 1 full year of homework assignments so that you can learn and transform and expand your business. And then there's handouts in there for the employees. So it starts at the top by us coaching the leader. Then we work with the top leaders, the top 2, 3, 5 people in the organization, the leadership team, and then eventually we start having them, all the people at the top, do homework assignments and read in our client workbook Strategies to Future-Proof Your Business. And when they start looking at these different opportunities and different ways to work with employees and encourage employees and handouts and information that employees too can learn and grow, then the entire culture starts to expand itself and grow, David, and miracles happen. Literally, we hand them lightning in a bottle and say, look, if you can get your arms around being accountable, doing your homework assignments, we just need to meet for about 90 minutes per week. Go over your homework assignments, go over those tough areas, the tough decisions that you need to make in your business, and over time, your business will grow, your business will expand, profits will increase in this or any economy. Doesn't that just sound like it's almost too easy, David?
Well, to be honest, yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right. You've got 20-something years experience in doing this. So of course it sounds easy to you.
But let me ask you. Okay, so you hand him the client workbook, and you don't tell him that this is the year's worth of homework assignments. You say it sweeter, like, here is our easy-to-follow, step-by-step, 1-year program for, you know, transforming your business.
Exactly.
The great part about that is that they have the entire roadmap in their hands, and they can see that you have a plan, you have a structure, you have a system, and they can much more easily buy into it because you do have a plan, a structure, a system, rather than, you know, you're just going to talk and somehow, you know, magically, you know, change is going to happen. So it makes it tangible. So that part of it is very cool. And also, you know, it's very clear that they need to, quote-unquote, do their homework or follow the system in order to get the results, and if they don't, then they're not going to get the results. So the question that occurs to me at this point is, Do you provide a guarantee of some kind, a satisfaction guarantee, results guarantee? You talk about, you know, ROI. Do you prove ROI somehow?
Yes, we do. And part of all of that is that we explain to them that in this one-year agreement, the only way that it's going to work is to have it a win-win situation. They do their homework assignments. They be held accountable by the coach. And both parties are partnering together. And the way that we initiate an opportunity for them to see us committing to their goals as well as them committing to their goals is there's a 30-day out clause for them. And we tell them in the first 30 days we're going to sit down and go over everything that you learned and the pattern of what we talked about. And if you're not 100% completely satisfied with what you got and the process that we've been through in this first 4 to 6 weeks, then we'll give you your money back. And if you can't see that there's going to be a return on your investment of coaching fees, and these coaching fees start at $2,500 per month retainer fee. When they see that and they take a look at those fees, we're promising that we get a 3, 4, 5 times return, ultimately return on investment, if they do their homework and if they follow the process. And we back it up with a guarantee, which is a great segue into fill in number 3, which is be a powerful communicator. Be a powerful communicator. The word communicator is a fill in here. And David, the thing that people get in that first 30 days or 6 weeks of the coaching relationship, the money back guarantee period is that we're not there to point out to them how broken or how they need fixing. We're not there to talk about good and bad, right and wrong. That doesn't help a relationship, and that doesn't put you in a powerful position to, as the business coach, to say, well, I'm sure you must know about this, and you mean you didn't understand this, and you're not doing this in your business. Those things don't belong in the relationship. What does belong is we give people a list of different areas to ask questions to see if they have things like job descriptions, org charts, if they're doing regular all-company meetings where everyone gets together and learns together and grows together. Do they have a mission statement and core values, which we like to call company commitments? See, all these things, David, come under the category of powerful communication. And this is another thing that we teach our coaches to understand, that if you communicate these steps to people, if they understand the role of the coach and the role of the client, if they know the direction that this is going, then easily you can promise them a return on the investment. But they must promise to do their homework, and they must promise to follow the lead of the coach. And it's a very simple relationship to explain, but the coach must be committed to powerful communication and also standing in the place for the client to understand, I'm there with you. I'm partnering with you. We're locking arms. I'm going to commit to you to some big goals, and you're going to commit to some big goals, and together we're going to figure out how to achieve the goals. And that's how it works, David.
Yeah, I'm just taking this in.
Take some notes and
you know, there's a bit of a razor's edge. What I'm getting here is that, you know, the coach needs to be very firm and clear and powerful in their communication, but then they need to communicate in a coach-like way, which is they're not going to judge. There's no right or wrong here. This isn't about the mistakes you've made or, you know, the reasons why your business isn't as successful as it could be. So you're going to be, you know, positive and encouraging and coach-like at the same time. And that comes very naturally to me, by the way. I know that, you know, for some, especially dealing with a business, it might be a bit intimidating, especially because business owners tend to be rather demanding, tend to be, you know, take charge, in charge people that are used to telling other people what to do. And then you got to stand up to them as a business coach. So, yeah. So it's a whole new world. I'm really enjoying getting immersed in it with you.
Yeah, and thank you for saying what you said, because, again, I want to point out to the listeners, at some level, if you're listening to David and I, and you're thinking to yourself, well, easy for David to say, he's been doing this for years, and he's been working with people and training them how to do this for years in the Relationship Coaching Institute. And Coach Gary, you've been doing this for almost 25 years now. Yes, it comes natural to us, David, but again, back to the fill-in number one. If you're passionate about this, if you have a methodology or a system, a way to walk people through, if you communicate to people clearly what their role is and the assignments that you're going to be giving them and the value that they get, then you will find this pretty natural once you get your first couple of clients under your belt and once you understand what your role is and their role is, it's going to be really, really natural to you. And again, it comes back to that number one. If you're passionate about this business coaching process, and if you're willing to take it on, it becomes very exciting, very fun, and people, they're willing to change if you can make a difference for them and if you can make a difference for their business. And that brings us to fill-in number four, David. The sentence is, understand the role of the coach and the role of the client. So the first fill-in, the first blank is role of the coach. The second one is role of the client. And it's what we've been talking about, having a methodology, communicating, being passionate, we've been talking about is part of the methodology. But also, as we work with people, as we have them understand their role and our role, there's some different levels of coachability that I want to share with our listening audience today and let them understand that, David, sometimes when we're working with our clients, we need to let them know that maybe they're not coachable. And if they're not coachable, maybe the relationship isn't meant to be. And in that first, second, third month, it's an opportunity for us to sit them down and communicate powerfully to them that if they don't do their assignments, if they don't follow our lead, if they don't take on these different roles, the role of the coach and the role of the client, and do what the coach asks them to do and follow the coach's lead, that they're not going to get the results. And blaming the coach isn't going to solve anything. So here's four powerful areas for people to take a look at in the domain of coachability, David. The first one I've already said is somebody who's not coachable. And they only take the actions that they think are the right actions, and they're not willing to follow the lead of their coach. And that's not going to work in a coaching relationship. What we're looking for are people that are merely level number two, which is called selectively coachable. And that's a person who only takes action when they agree with their coach. So
that's sort of human nature. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, it is. Yes, and this is human nature, David. And it's very natural for people to be resistant at first. So what I want the people listening on the call to understand is most people are not coachable at the beginning level. And if we can move them up to selectively coachable and they start doing some of the reading assignments and the homework assignments and start getting on the court, that this is going to be a powerful relationship. And at first, they only take action when they agree with the coach. I'm going to tell you a little story about that in just a moment. I'll give you a great example of one of my clients years ago who just had a powerful breakthrough. The third level is reluctantly coachable. And that's a person who takes the action with the coach. And at the same time that they're taking the action, they are not sure if they trust that action or they're not sure if it's the right action, but they do it anyway. David, they reluctantly take that step because they've paid the coach, they've agreed to the ground rules, they've got this one-year agreement, they know there's going to be homework assignments, they probably hate some of these homework assignments, but they do them anyway, they're reluctantly coachable, and they move forward. So our goal is to get them from not coachable as quickly as we can to selectively coachable, and then move them to that reluctantly coachable, and then if we're lucky, David, we get them to level number four, which is completely coachable. And that's somebody who takes the action. They don't think about it. They don't wonder if the coach is right on or not. They move forward because they know that they need some support and some help, and they've created a relationship with somebody who's going to make a difference for them. Years ago, go ahead.
Harry,
go ahead,
I'm sorry to break in.
I just had
this revelation. It's like, you know, I've been coaching for 15 years. I got my coach training from, you know, the leaders in the industry. And I just got this aha from you, like, for the first time. You know, before this conversation, before this very moment, my own perception was, you know, people are either coachable or not. Either they're ready for coaching or not. Mm-hmm. And I don't really, you know, try to change people. I mean, I've learned over time you really can't change people. But what I'm getting from you is that, you know, coaching often starts with helping the client be coachable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, wow, you can really do that? So let me ask you, the way, you know, in your business coach training, you actually train people, you help people work with their clients to be coachable? You have a methodology for doing that?
Yes, absolutely. And it's not complicated. Again, let me walk you through steps. Number one, be passionate. Number two, you have a methodology. Number three, powerful communication. Number four, understand the role of the coach, the role of the client. So distinctly what we do in our methodology, in our training, is not specifically teach our people how to walk them through these four levels, but specifically work them through a methodology, a process where the clients start not looking for that as a goal, but they start becoming more coachable as time goes on because they see results, David. In the first 30 to 60 days, they start to see, if not hard evidence or financial rewards and results, if they don't see that, which in most cases they do, they see, oh my gosh, I'm getting along with my employees differently. Oh my gosh, we had our second all-employee meeting today, and it went all differently than we thought it would. Oh my gosh, when we put in job descriptions, we didn't think that was going to be such a big deal. But it is. People are actually performing higher and higher. And I think probably the best thing for me to say at this moment, David, is this. And please remind me, I want to tell my little story because I think it kind of defines how this whole process works. David, a few years back, we came up with a process called Business Coach Mastery's Business Coaching Home Study Course. It's how to do all these things and how to implement all these things, and the whole process, the workbook, and the CDs that come with it. There's a DVD and all that are all combined into one package for $997. And then of course there's that strategies to future-proof your business. The homework assignment's another $297. A little bit later, I'm going to talk about how I'm going to make a special offer to your audience so that they can get these discounts on these products and get these into their hands. And it walks them through all of these different processes so that it's very, very simple, not so much to say to the client, well, here you are. You're at the not coachable stage, and we're going to, over a year, we're going to work you up to the completely coachable stage. But gradually and very unknowingly, these clients become more and more coachable, and it's the same thing as the donkey with the carrot with the stick hanging over its head. They start seeing results, and they start seeing the carrot, and even though they don't like homework assignments, even though they don't understand all of the processes that they don't know that they don't know in their businesses, they start doing these things, and it leads me to my story. Years ago, I worked with an organization, a pretty large organization, and the president came in to meet with the president of the company one day, and he says, Coach Gary, we're suspending our meetings, you and I together. You need to go down to the director of the vice president of R&D. We have a product that we need to bring to market, and he's 2 years beyond the deadline for getting this product to market. And if I don't get this product out there, my competition is going to scoop me, and we're going to be second best instead of an industry leader here. You've got to convince this guy to get this product out to the market. And it's absolutely important that this product gets going in the next 90 days or 120 days that we get it to the market. And I'm afraid if I fire him, he's going to take the knowledge on how to get the product to the market with him. If I keep him, it's going to take another 2 years. So, Coach Gary, this is your assignment. Here's his name. Here's his number. He's waiting for you to come down to his office right now. Walk down the hall and meet with him. And he had this smile on his face, David, as you can imagine.
I'm guessing what your approach was.
Sure. He has this smile on his face like, and good luck, and we'll pray for you while you're down the hall, you know. So I walk in, and there's this Hungarian gentleman who immigrated to the U.S. about 20, 25 years before that. Very stoic look on his face, and I know why you're here, and so on and so forth. And I won't give you all the details, but it suffices to say he was very hesitant and reluctant to have me coach him. And so I just asked him a couple questions. You know, what do you think the problem is, and where should we look? And I'm not here to judge you, and I just want to find out. Give me a little bit of an overview of what's going on, and then I gave him a book, and he read the book, or he promised to read the book, and I said, I'll be back next week. 1 week from today, we'll have another hour and a half meeting, and I want you to tell me what you thought of the book, and I want you to tell me a little bit more about your system. Why is it not working here? And four powerful questions that we can ask our clients, David, constantly, and this is something, this is a $1,000 tip right here and now. If people want to write this down, I don't care who you're coaching or what coaching system or consulting or advising, however you're working or mentoring with people, whatever you're doing, you can ask these four powerful questions at any time in the relationship, and they're always going to be powerful. And that is, what's working, what's not working, what's missing, and what's next? I'll say it again. What's working? What are the things that are working that you know you can put your finger on? You like the way things are going. Number two, what's not working? What are the things that you see that just aren't working in your business model or your department or your relationship with a particular employee? What's missing? This is one of the most powerful questions any human being can ask another human being, David. What's missing? What's missing in our relationship, David, the difference of which, if it's no longer missing, our relationship moves to the next level. Okay? And the final one is, if you go through what's working, what's not working, what's missing, it tells you the fourth answer to the fourth question, which is, what's next? What's the next step that we take after we've taken a look at what's working, what's not working, what's missing, and what's next? Now, this is the 2012 version, the Coach Gary $1,000 secret. This is the 2012 version of the SWOT analysis. For those who know what a SWOT analysis is, this is the modern day version of that, and it's so valuable to have this tool. So after the second meeting, I asked him those questions. He wasn't sure that some of the answers. I said, well, then why don't you have those answers ready for me and typed up when I come back next week, and we'll have another meeting. Our time is up for today, and here's another book. And he says, Coach Gary, he says, I'm a avid reader. I love reading. He says, most nights when my wife and I go to bed at night, we go to bed a little bit early, and I read a half hour to an hour, and she reads. Together we read different books, and we love to read. So he said, you might want to give me two books. I said, great. Here's a couple of books. I brought this one for you, but here's another one you can get, and you can read this book, and I'll see you next week. So I come back. Now, this is the third meeting that I have with him, right, David? Third meeting, but really it's 2 weeks, because day one was the first meeting, day seven was the second meeting, day 14 was the third meeting. I walk in the door, he's greeting me open arms. Over on his desk, or next to his desk, he had a table with a phone and a little meeting area set up. He had it all set up with candy in the middle of the table, and our chairs were set up with two notepads and pens on the notepads and everything. Coach Gary, good afternoon. It's nice to see you. I know what the problem is. And I said, oh, really? What's the problem? He says, the problem's me. I said, no kidding. What do you mean it's you? He says, well, don't look at me like that. He says, you knew all along, Mr. Man. I said, no, wait. Now, wait a minute. One of the things that we need to take a look at is, you may or may not be the problem or part of the problem, but if you are part of the problem, That we can fix. We can work on that starting today. If it's everybody else and you're going to blame everybody in the organization, we have to go on a witch hunt and find out where the problem is out there. So let's just take a look. What is the problem? Oh, I'm a micromanager. I'm not delegating. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Great. I said, let's just write it all down. So we go through all that stuff, and I said, how'd you like the books? He says, the books help me open my mind up to the fact that I need to make some changes and that it's not everybody else. If the change starts with me, I can make a difference with my employees. The 38 people that report to me, we can work together, but I've got to change first and let them know that I'm not going to stand over them and hover over them and micromanage them. So isn't that wonderful, David? In 14 days, this guy changed his whole attitude as to how he approached his business and his relationship with his employees.
Wow, what a great story. And those four questions, those are gold. That's an entire coaching system right there.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is.
And,
it really,
and,
really
you know,
is.
To be honest, when you said, you know, you give your clients books to read, you know, I sort of was discounting that and say, you know. but, you know.
Yeah, right. Sure, they're going to read books. Sure they are, Coach Gary.
Well, you know, in the therapy world, we call it, you know, bibliotherapy. and so, you know, there is a value to it, but, you know, I typically don't do that. But I really see and understand now, you know, why you do that, because it helps them get perspectives that they couldn't necessarily get just by you and them talking. So they read a book and their mind gets engaged in ways that, you know, can go beyond just the coaching conversation. So, yeah, and I'd be interested in what books you do recommend for your clients.
Well, thank you for asking. Would do you think the listeners would love to hear the name of the book, the one that actually got his mindset to change and the one that really did it for him?
Yes.
Okay, of course they would. The Dream Giver. The name of the book is called The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. And he's a very well-noted author. He's authored several best-selling books, and this book has probably sold copies in the millions in several different languages. And it's a book about transformation, but it's told in the form of a fairy tale, David. So people don't even realize what they're getting themselves into. It just seems like a fun story, and it starts off in the first couple of pages, making light of people's resistance to change and the fellow that's the character in the story, how he doesn't even know what change is. He's just living in a kind of a dream world, and he starts opening up his mind. And Bruce Wilkinson, the author, writes this great little fable and gets people to understand that. And then the other book that I think is just so powerful for every coach to have in their arsenal, if you only had two books, David, the two books that will get people to really get it about change and growth, and that the coach doesn't have to have the answers. The coach is there to hold them accountable and to make recommendations for reading and homework and to put a methodology, a strategy, a philosophy in front of people. The other book is called The Power of Story by Jim Lohr. The Power of Story by Jim Lohr. It's a very awkward spelling, his last name, L-O-E-H-R, L-O-E-H-R, Jim Lohr, The Power of Story. And David, you know, my story here to give people an example of how this works and get people engaged in the fact that this is not a complex process. You just need to be passionate and communicate with people really well. Brings the fifth fill-in to mind, and that's be a strong-minded accountability partner. Have a model or a structure for people to follow. Have the reading in place, and you don't have to be an MBA to do those things. You just need to be willing to hold people accountable. And as you said earlier, David, be a little bit firm with people, but firm in a way that you're letting them know the value that they're going to get by following this process, this methodology, a structured relationship where there's a meeting every week, and every week the goal is to create results. Not results for the coach, not results for the employees necessarily, but results for the organization. that are not only going to sustain and grow that organization, but it's going to really have a culture that is committed to being accountable. And it's just such a great way for people to make a living and to have a powerful relationship with people. David, I've been in coaching sessions where it happened to be payday, and I have a $3,000-$5,000 paycheck in my briefcase, and I'm driving back to the office, and I'm so excited. I say to myself, "Wow, I would have done that coaching session for free, because that person thanked me for making a change, not just in their business life, but in the relationships inside that business and also their relationships at home. These tools are interchangeable with their family and their friends and their other relationships, because transformation doesn't have a limitation to it. It's based on the commitment of the individual. If they're willing to transform and change the way they look at things, they can have many, many powerful things show up in their life."
At this point, you know, you talked about making a living at it, and I have a couple of questions along those lines. I know the people in my network, mainly, you know, relationship coaches, people interested in relationship coaching, coaches that want to build their business that might not, you know, be familiar with business coaching. First question is, well, you know, what size businesses are we talking about? Is it like, you know, all businesses from solopreneurs to Fortune 500 companies with, you know, international locations? Or, and also, what typically would a business coach charge for working with a business client, you know, weekly for a year?
These are all really, really great questions. And the size of the organization can vary depending on what the coach wants to go after. We teach our coaches that when there's employees, the more the employees, the more they need a coach. So if there's an organization, for example, our sweet spot, where there's 50 employees or more, and that organization has been in business for 5 years or longer, they're probably doing north of $5 million in annual sales. An organization that size, there's two things that's really, really powerful about that. Number one, they can afford a coach, and they can afford to pay $2,500, $3,500, $4,500 per month on a coaching retainer fee. It's not going to sting them so bad, because they've got a lot of areas of struggle in their business and a lot of areas where they can use an outside independent influence to help them in their organization.
I just did the math, Gary, like $3,500 a month times 12?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's $42,000 for a year's worth of coaching with that organization.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
And again,
you know what makes a lot of sense to me? That businesses in that situation, they've probably gotten large enough and successful enough to have gotten messy, you know, complicated.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a growth curve, and I mean, in my own organization, you know, after we've gotten out of startup phase and we grew, it got to the point where we realized that we had all these messes all over the place that needed to be cleaned up, that we created these messes along the way. So that makes a lot of sense to me, the businesses in those organizations. And as a side note, I'd be interested in, you know, well, how do you identify those organizations and how do you approach them? But I imagine that's in your home study course and in your training.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, all that's included. And also, if people want to learn how to get clients and go through the whole process, David, for those that didn't get the information and didn't choose to sign up, when they signed up for the call, they could have gone to the site where they registered for the call today. They would have had an offer to get a product that we have. It's a $297 product called Get Clients in the Now Economy. Get Clients in the Now Economy. $297. They can go to our website and get that. It's absolutely free. The offer was that while they were signing up, that we shared this with them as an incentive for them to understand the depth and the breadth of our methodology and how they can not only use the methodology to coach clients, but we're giving them for free a system on where to find the clients, how to get the clients, how to enroll them, how to charge them, et cetera, et cetera. And again, that's Get Clients in the Now Economy. If anybody missed that, all they have to do is go to our website, find that product at the bottom of the homepage, and just put in Thanks Gary in the coupon code. I need to say this very sternly, David. Do not put your credit card in there, because it'll suck up your credit card like a slot machine. Don't put your credit card. Just put your name, your address, your phone number, whatever the information it asks you for. Then when you, there's a little space that says coupon code. Where it says coupon code, click on that, put in there Thanks Gary, T-H-A-N-K-S-G-A-R-Y, all small letters, no space in the middle, Thanks Gary, and you'll get that product, get clients in the Now Economy absolutely free. So that's the first thing I want to share with people. The second thing is, David, all of this material that we talked about today in its expanded form, including the methodology, including all of the transformational processes, including introducing change and growth and communication with employees and job descriptions, all that is included in the home study course, and it's the role of the coach, the role of the client. It's everything that you need to know on how to be an expert, high-end business coach. It's got our contract in there, the ground rules for coaching, how to price work the pricing out with the clients. It's all stepped off in stages. Each lesson is a one-week lesson, and it has a CD that goes along with it and a DVD that talks about transformation and how to introduce yourself to the clients. Okay, so it's basically a five-week course if you want to take it a week at a time. There's two bonus CDs in there about transformation and organization, et cetera. That whole process.
Is the client workbook in there as well?
I'm going to get to that in a moment. So all that and a training manual is all in there for $997. Anybody who would like to go to our website and put in the code on our website, the coupon code DavidCC, as in David coupon code, D-A-V-I-D coupon code, CC, DavidCC, they can get the home study course and get a $200 discount taken right off the top. Instead of $997, it will be $797. Plus shipping and handling for the home study course, which has everything from soup to nuts on how to become a high-end business coach in it. Now, you ask about the client workbook. That's a separate product, and it goes hand in hand. If people want to get that, or if they just want to get the client workbook, they can get the client workbook, do the same exact thing, and go to the client workbook, which should be right next to the home study course on our website. And put in the coupon code workbook, W-O-R-K-B-O-O-K, workbook, and your credit card information, and it'll take $100 off of the $297 sales price. You'll get it for $197. So basically, David, for $1,000 plus shipping and handling, you can get both the home study course and the client workbook for under $1,000, and you will have everything that you need to become an expert high-end business coach, including get clients in the Now Economy, which most people got for free when they signed up for the call.
Oh, my gosh. And all you need is one client, and you'll be making $42,000 a year from that one client. Of course, you know, you have to want to coach businesses. That has to be what, you know, turns you on and you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Coach Gary is like, you know, you just, you know, lay it all out and give us all the tools and make it easy for us to get started. That's amazing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And again, David, I've been doing this for almost 25 years. And oh, what I would have paid to have a home study course and a client workbook handed to me like this. It took me years to develop this material, David, and years. And I'll tell you something. 15 years ago, when I was telling my staff to find a course, I said, go out and find me. I need to learn more about business. I love this industry. I love making a difference. But there's got to be somebody out there that's way smarter and way more developed in their practice and getting clients and coaching clients and charging different fees. And they said, Coach Gary, we've looked everywhere. We can't find anyone. that fits that criteria at that time. And of course, the internet was brand new, and people, you know, didn't have elaborate websites and so on and so forth. I said, then we're going to do it. We're going to bring this to the general. We're going to teach people how we transform businesses, and we're going to at that time our client workbook was about 50 or 60 pages. We're going to bring all this stuff to people, and we're going to teach them and have a course. And they looked at me. My vice president said to me, Coach Gary, she said, you can't teach people transformation. You can't. She says, you're passionate about this. You love doing this. People aren't. I said, you watch me. I said, this is not complicated. But it took me years, David, to get it to a point where now we have it down to a science. Like I said, that role of the coach, role of the client, is very, very critical. Having a methodology, a system for the people to follow along with, having these agreements so that they understand everyone's role is clear from the get-go, and that it's all about transformation and how to make a difference for those people, and we state that all in the front side of the relationship. And that takes the sting out of it. It takes the mystery out of it. It takes all these myths, David, of, oh, yeah, all you have to do is just ask people questions and you're a business coach. That's a small part of it. This methodology, David, makes it simple for people to just coach people and set up the relationship from the get-go so that they can make a difference for people. And you said it. I mean, I don't know how else more simple you can say it. You spend $1,000. If you just spent 3 months and all you did was get in front of business people and followed our methodology and our system for sitting in front of them, and all you got at the end of 90 days after 50 meetings was one client for $3,500 a month, that wouldn't be too bad. That wouldn't be too bad. And then we teach you how to get referrals once you get the first client, how you get referrals from all of your meetings and potential meetings.
Hmm. Now, what's the URL that you want people to go to get your home study
just
course?
Just go to Rob forgot to put together a special URL, so they could just go to businesscoach.com, www.businesscoach.com. You'll see a picture of Coach Gary at the top of the website. Scroll down. When you get towards the bottom, there's some rectangular boxes, and one of them will have the two products that we talked about, the Home Study Course, Business Coach Mastery Home Study Course. And there's a little picture of it, a little blue. There's a little box to the left with a picture of the CDs and the manual. And then the Strategies to Future-Proof Your Business is next to that. It's red. It's a very bright red. And if you put the coupon code in for the Home Study Course, David, as in David Steele, D-A-V-I-D-C-C, as in coupon code, David C-C, in the coupon code area of the shopping cart. So you'll have to scroll down to the bottom and order it and click on the cart. You will get a $200 discount, and when you exit the shopping cart, it'll put the shipping fee and everything, and then the $200 will be deducted, so you'll get it for $797.
And does that have an expiration date, the coupon code?
They have to do that in the next 24 hours, or it will be taken out of the shopping cart. They have 24 hours to make up their mind to put that David CC in the home study course process, www.businesscoach.com. Now,
right, and for folks listening to the recording, what's their deadline for?
They will have the same 24 hours. So when they get the opportunity to listen to it on a recording, they will have 24 hours from the time that they click the go button to get that discount.
Okay.
And then
great.
if they want the client workbook, Strategies to Future-Proof Your Business, Strategies to Future-Proof Your Business, we'll give them $100 off in the next 24 hours if they put in the coupon code workbook, W-O-R-K-B-O-O-K, all one word, all lowercase.
Well, Gary, we've reached the end of our time, and I have to thank you very much for several things. Number one, for your friendship and support of me and Relationship Coaching Institute. And I want to thank you for digging the well in terms of business coaching and making business coaching pretty easy and accessible for us to enter and get started in. I don't know of any easier, more accessible, more affordable way to get started as a business coach anywhere.
Thank you.
Man, oh man. So I want to thank you for providing that and all the cool bonuses that you have for my folks. You know, when I test register for this program and I put in the coupon code David and, you know, saw all this cool stuff on, you know, how to enroll clients, that was a tremendous gift in itself. So far as I'm concerned, Coach Gary, you are the guy.
Well, thank you. Thank you, David, and thanks for having me.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us, and I sincerely do hope that you will connect with Gary and go to businesscoach.com if you're attracted to the wonderful world of business coaching. It's certainly a needed and a profitable form of coaching. I would recommend you add it to your toolbox. And, we'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you being on the call. Many blessings.